KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
This is Weekday. I'm Steve Scher. About this time of year, we think about the music of the past year that has accompanied us through the time. We ask you to pick a song that maybe has been part of your soundtrack. Maybe it's a song that was a big hit. Maybe it was just a song that you found yourself humming. Or maybe it was a song that meant something to you, a piece of music that meant something to you because of the changes that you have experienced in your life this year. Our number is 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. So for me, being immersed in the news all the time and being this year especially, I felt sometimes overwhelmed by it. I found myself going home at night and needing a little break. And for some reason, I found it in salsa. I found myself turning off the news, going into the kitchen, finding a Pandora station that making a Pandora station out of bands like these guys, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Project. This is Cantina, Ray Barreto. And I know I would have looked foolish to many of you, but there I was, dancing around to salsa music and forgetting about the bloodiness of this year. Now for Amina Alsadi, what was the song for you this year?
Well, before it was in a Bing commercial, this song was the soundtrack to my year.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. Sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed.
Now, this year was filled with a lot of highs and lows for me. In the beginning of the year, I was working like 3 jobs and just had this crazy schedule. And every time I was feeling really stressed or sad, I'd turn on this song and instantly feel better. And so it really was just a song that, you know, lifted my mood and took me out of where I was and put me in a much better place. And then just as the year went on and, you know, things started looking up for me a bit, I would still listen to this song and feel happy and remember that although the chorus of this song is very bright and it makes you want to sing and dance along with it, there's still a somberness in the verses. So I think that's indicative of, you know, what the future holds, and you always have to remember to be somber.
How the world plays out.
Exactly, exactly.
Yep.
Dance.
It does. That's that's Hey Ho. That's Amina Alsadi's song. Now, our listener, Jen, on our Facebook page, Weekday on KUOW, because Katie reminds me that if we could get over the number of friends we have, we'll make a milestone. So like our page. Become a fan of our page, Weekday on KUOW. Jen, on our Facebook page, says the song Same Love by Macklemore is her song of the year. It's because she's so excited that so many of her friends can get married now.
It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment, the same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
That's Jen's song, Macklemore's song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great song. Oh, Bill Radke.
What a year for Macklemore.
Yeah,
out of
a
Seattle.
Great year. Jeez. And what a great album.
Indeed.
Bill Radke back in the house.
Back in the house. Can I just say about that Hey Ho song,
yes,
ominous song, how awesome it is to have the human voice as percussion? It's like I love hand clapping in a song. That'll always get me. You know, I'm a sucker for it. But Hey Ho being the percussion,
yeah,
is just great. Just good choice.
You?
Yeah. Well, does it have to be a song that we like?
No.
Okay. Does it have to be a song that makes us feel good?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay,
that.
Good. Because then I would choose the song by Fun. I like it, fine, but it doesn't make me feel good. We Are Young.
I'll carry you home.
I've heard this song a lot this
year.
Yeah,
a ton. But it's not that it's... It just makes me feel old, is what I'm saying. And it's not because it's like a youthful song. Like Justin Bieber is youthful. Katy Perry is youthful. I like those, that bubblegum stuff. I sing it with my daughter. But something about that youth anthem song, it's like I think I first heard it when I was going to the chiropractor. You know? And it's like it's saying we are young and you, Bill Radke, are not.
You're not. Yeah. We're young. We're young. Bill, look in the mirror.
You're not going to set the world on fire. You're not going to burn brighter than the sun. You're just going to ache.
All right. That's bad. Bill, I'll be thinking about that, yeah, as long as I listen to you. Well, that's Bill Radke's song of the year. All right, what is yours? And by the way, Bill, I'm glad you're back. Just to throw that out there.
Good to be home.
What about you? 206-543-5869. We've given you, we've bared our souls, my friends. Now we ask you to share as well. 1-800-289-5869. 206-543-5869. You can also email us weekday on KUOW. I will also make my way over to the Facebook page and we'll find some songs there. As you call, we're going to find your song. We'll get your story. And you'll share the song that sings the year with us for you personally, universally, whatever vein you're thinking. Michael writes, in light of the recent election and election results and the fact that my fiancé Carl and I are getting married next month, my song of the year is Move in the Right Direction by Gossip.
Keeping my head up, looking forward, reminiscing will get you nowhere, never say never, starting over, it's not perfect but it's getting closer, I hold back tears so I can move in the right direction, I have things, my fears, now I can move in the right direction, I'm doing fine, one step closer every day.
That's Michael's. Because we're moving in the right direction. What is your song that sings the year? Personally, maybe it's a personal song. Maybe it's something that you were listening to when something happened and it stuck in your head. Or, like Bill, when he went to the chiropractor. Or maybe it's just an anthem of sorts. Or a piece of music that has just accompanied you. 206-543-5869. 1-800-289-5869. This is one of our favorite shows because we get to hear from you and hear not just the music, but the stories behind the music. Justin is in Ballard. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What was your song?
My song is Macklemore's Thrift Shop from the Heist album.
Now, how come? What is it about that song that has captivated you this year?
Well, it's just a really, really fun song to listen to. But then also, my wife and I and a bunch of family took a trip to Hawaii this year, and it was kind of our theme song. We just drove all over in our Jeep listening to Thrift Shop and having a great time.
Yeah,
and you can, I like the message of the song too.
Yeah, the message of the song is it's sort of a don't be wasteful song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? We can't play it because, as you know, it has certain words that the FCC deems inappropriate. But it is a great.
I understand. Well, you already played some other songs off the album. I heard, so that's great.
Yeah, it's good. That is a it's a great song, and as Bill Radke said, a pretty amazing year for Macklemore and Ryan Harris. Those guys do great work. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Bye now. So, Thrift Shop, Song of the Year. What's yours? 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Share it with us, will you? Steven writes, my song is Hoping Machine with lyrics by Woody Guthrie. This song takes timeless wisdom and positivity to a year that needed such a vision. The line where it says, don't let any earthly calamity knock your dreamer and your hoping machine out of order, has helped me face the challenges of the year in my job, personal matters, and in our culture.
Don't let anything knock your props out from under you. Always keep your mind clear, let your plans come out of mistakes. These are the plans and nothing can tear down. Made out of things that have already been torn down. Whatever you do and wherever you go, don't lose your grip on life, and that means don't let any earthly calamity knock your dreamer and your hoping machine.
That's Hoping Machine with lyrics by Woody Guthrie. So we're going to get your songs of this past year, the songs that sing the year. Macklemore, by the way, Ben Haggerty, Ryan Lewis. I apologize for saying the wrong last name because, as we know, these guys do great work. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more of your songs that sing the year on Weekday.
Music fans know a mixtape is much more than just a collection of songs. And here at Sound Opinions, it's our way to reflect back on a year of great music. I'm Greg Kot.
And I'm Jim DeRogatis. This week on Sound Opinions, Greg and I share our end-of-year mixtapes and give you the perfect soundtrack to kick off 2013.
I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I used to rock some tapes.
And that comes your way Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Good morning, it's 9:17. You're tuned to 94.9 KUOW Seattle, news and information.
Support for KUOW comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. Knight Foundation promotes informed and engaged communities and helps NPR advance quality journalism in the digital age. More at knightfoundation.org.
We have cloudy skies and 41 degrees in the University District. Forecast calls for clouds all day, chance of showers. The high inching up to 43. It's going to be cloudy tonight as well. Chance of rain, the low in the upper 30s. We're expecting clouds and showers tomorrow, the high in the low 40s.
We're getting your songs that sing the year, songs we can play, songs we can talk about this hour on Weekday. Jason picked a song by Sarah Cahoon. Cahoon, Jason? Worry All Your Life. She played our Bumbershoot preview show along with The Satisfaction. Jason says, I'm a big worrier from a family of worriers. I can attest to that. Jason's a big worrier. He does a lot of worrying on Weekday. I didn't see much of her. I don't know much of her music, but she sang this song about how much time we spend worrying, and she sang it 10 feet from my face, so it stuck. Here she is live on Weekday.
You're the only one that has control of what you need. A sense in the way you worry all your life. Oh, so how you gonna grow if you don't know you're dragging you down? You waste the rest of your days if you worry all your life.
Sarah Cahoon playing live in our studios on Weekday for our Bumbershoot preview show. Worry All Your Life, Jason Pagano's song. Maria's in Paulsbo. Maria, what's the song that's singing to you this year?
Well, it's not a worrying song.
Good.
It's Marry You by Bruno Mars. My partner and I got to get married this summer after 25 years together, and our pre-processional was that song. It was awesome.
Let's listen to a little.
chapel on the boulevard, we can go. No one will know. Oh, come on, girl. Who cares if we're trash? Got a pocket full of cash, we can blow. Shots of patrol. And it's on, girl.
So what did that mean to you, having that as your pre-processional, Maria? What did it mean to have that song meaning being for you?
Well, we weren't able to get married before this year, and it was happy, and that's the tone we wanted to set for our wedding, a happy, happy day. So that song, that tune just made us happy.
That's great. I appreciate you sharing it with us. Thanks a lot. Bruno Mars singing to her this year. Marry You. All right, here's weekday listener Kelly. She couldn't find a song that fit, he couldn't find a song to fit how he was feeling, so he wrote one after his girlfriend left him. Here's a little of that. That's Kelly. He wrote his own song after his girlfriend left him. We're getting your songs that sing the year. We want to listen to them. We want to talk about them when we can't find them. John's in Tacoma. Hi, John.
Hello there.
Good to talk to you. Now, what is your song?
My song is by Jason Gray, G-R-A-Y. It's a Christian song. Fearlessly Loving is the title.
Fearlessly Loving Without Running Away?
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We couldn't find it. But tell me about it. Why is that song important to you?
Well, as you can imagine, this last few years especially, I went through a layoff a few years ago as well, but the world has changed. There's a lot of conflicts. And the interpersonal, I think, just with all the economic stresses that we dealt with. And the song is basically about how you can stick to your principles, or encourages you to stick to your principles about how to conduct yourself and how to treat people and how to face your fears.
All right. Tell me something, John, since you mentioned it. You got laid off a few years ago. What's it been like to try to find a job, and how have people reacted to you when you are looking for jobs?
Well, I got laid off in December of 2008. So, you know, as you can imagine, that was a tough Christmas. I was out all of 2009. I come from a sales background, kind of at a higher level, mid-40s. You know, there's kind of a striking balance between, not so youthful in appearance, but has the sales skills and experience. I had to move out of the industry that I was in. It took, 14 months to find a job that at least would meet some basic requirements, because you don't want to take too much of a setback, because you've got to move back into your industry when everything picks back up.
Jason Gray's song helped you with that.
Jason Gray's helped me with that. His albums helped me with that. And he deals a lot with personal weakness and frailty and kind of the tenuousness of life and how we need to address it with honesty and courage.
John, I appreciate that. I appreciate you talking about it and you calling. Thanks a lot. We're hearing about how you're addressing this year just passed. Mackenzie's in Shoreline. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what's your song?
It is So Good by B.O.B.
And what? Why did it matter to you this year? Why was it part of your soundtrack?
I had the opportunity to study abroad on a program called Semester at Sea this past spring, and it absolutely became the soundtrack of our entire voyage, and I made the most amazing friends and had the coolest experiences with them. So that song was just not only describes the trip, but my entire year.
Mackenzie, great. Thank you.
with a Cuban cigar. In the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulder, she probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in March. She says that I'm her favorite cause she admires the art. Michelangelo with the flow, Picasso with the bar. She's well put together like a piece by Gershwin. Renaissance style, tonight is picture perfect. So smile and pack your bags real good, baby.
Pack your bags real good, baby. You're going on a trip. That's Mackenzie's song. Katie Sewell, what's your song?
Hi there. Well, my song is a song called Saturday Night A's by Adam Scone, who's a Harmond B organ player out of New York. He also happens to be my cousin. So, and the reason why the song is important, as far as I'm concerned, was, as you remember, Steve, I got married this year.
I heard that.
Which was a big deal for me. And this was the song that played as the recessional after the big wedding ceremony was over. And he was nice enough to actually play it again later on in the evening so I could actually dance to it, too, because I love this song.
Katie, when you were dancing and your cousin was playing the Hammond B3 and this song was playing, did you know that you had taken a big step and profound changes that happened in your life?
This song actually felt like a joyful sort of release after all the stress and planning of the whole wedding. It just felt really, really good at that time. And that's something that the Hammond B organ for me personally does in general. It just makes me feel really good.
All right, we'll crank it up a little bit then, Andy. Yeah, we should probably have Hammond B3s all the time in our soundtracks. Now, Mary Kay in Seattle, what were you listening to? Oh, she left us. Mary Kay left us. What'd she have? Oh, well, we can't play it for her because she's gone. Let me see what Chester in Port Townsend has been listening to. Chester, what have you been listening to?
Well, I've been listening to the most obscure things that I can actually find on the radio. And that's not who I'm really liking this year, and that's David Byrne and St. Vincent. And I like them because even though David Byrne, in my estimation, I'm going to be 70 next month. In my estimation, David Byrne is kind of a 70, 80s retread. But the young woman who he's brought out and is playing with him, St. Vincent, is a young English woman named Annie Taylor, and she is fantastic. She's not only a great singer, but she's this young white English woman who can play circles around all the boring macho rock and roll guitar players on the radio. And she's fantastic. She should be a superstar.
That's great. All right, we didn't find it, but I'm glad for the note. And I like the idea that you're trying to find things that the most obscure things on the radio, because that in itself is a chore, isn't it? It's hard to find those obscure songs. All right, that's Chester's. Now, we got an email from Jonathan. He wrote, "I Wonder" by Rodriguez. His story is so unbelievable. This forgotten saint rising from the ashes of Detroit, my native city, after 40 years, with a very somber, cautionary message for all that time from all that time ago. How many plans have gone bad? I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? Wonder I do. I wonder about the love you can't find, and I wonder about the loneliness that's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder That's Rodriguez, Searching for Sugar Man. Don't forget to see that documentary. Everybody raves about it. And Sue Bates agrees. I wonder. She says the same thing in her email for her song of the year. 206-543-5869. We want to get you on the air with the song that sings the year for you, 2012. People thinking about marriage and equality. People thinking about messages from long ago. What were you listening to? What were you thinking about as you heard some music from 2012? 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Nick is in Seattle. Hello, Nick.
How you doing?
I'm very good. What are you listening to?
I'm sorry?
What have you been listening to?
Well, I came across a song totally by accident just a couple weeks ago called O Emmanuel. It's a Christmas song, but I just happened to find it. It was just right after the tragedy in Newtown. And it's I just think the song just has a beautiful somberness to it, but also adds strength to it. And it's instrumental. I think having the words with it just actually takes away from the beauty of that song.
All right, let's listen to it, Nick, and thanks for sharing it. So Emmanuel, Nick's song, hearing it after the shootings. Abby Now's in Seattle. Hi, Abby Now.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Have you had a song that's been helping you along this year? Some music that's been a soundtrack for you?
Yes, and the song is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's a Beautiful World.
Oh, yeah. You have that? You guys have that one? No, they don't have that yet. They were looking for something they didn't go for. Why that song, Abby, now?
So, this year, I with my wife and kids got a chance to go to Hawaii.
Ah.
And this was the first time I listened to the song. We were just driving around, and we got this song playing there in the local radio. And since then, this song has gone into the veins. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful world, and then after listening to this song, I realized how beautiful the world is.
Did it not always seem that way?
Somehow, nobody told that.
Nobody told you that it was a beautiful world?
Yeah, after listening to this song, it's like somebody saying it's a beautiful world. Let me look. And then, yeah, so many beautiful people, beautiful nature, and... overall, it's all beauty all around. And there have been some incidents which are unfortunate, but this song kind of reaffirms the faith that we have.
Great. Abby Now.
It's a beautiful world.
I like it. All right. Hey, thank you. Let's listen a little.
Wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top. That's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly and the dream that you did.
Abby Now's Wonderful World. Hold that to our hearts sometimes, yes, in this year. Mary's in Ballard. Mary, who you been listening to?
Oh,
Dissatisfaction.
How come they were part of your soundtrack this year? Because you said play anything by them. What was it about them that has captivated you?
Oh, I don't know. I saw them a few years ago before they kind of broke out, I guess. And I don't know. I love their show. They're just the way they interact together on stage. And it's kind of weird because not typically, I'm not really into rap, but their stuff kind of reminds me of 70s soul somewhat. And I am old enough to have lived through that era. So.
And now it's back.
Yeah, they're great to watch on stage. They're really fun.
All right, let's listen. Thanks a lot. But whatever you do, hey, don't fumble my groove. Whatever you do, 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 don't fumble my groove. Mary's choice, Dissatisfaction, the group. Anything from them, because they're great to watch. Jonah's in Kirkland. Jonah, what were you listening to?
I was listening to Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
How come?
Well, I just thought that song is such a interesting and cool pop song that has a lot of depth and emotion in it. And I just thought that it's really, like, fun in a sort of poetic way.
All right, let's listen to it. Jonah, thanks.
Thank you.
Cloud Nine, what are some of the songs that have meant something to you? Let me read a few emails here. Ray LaMontagne, Beg, Steal, or Borrow. That's from Tim. Though 2012 has been an eventful year, my song for the year, one of only three I bought this year, tells of the limited opportunities I left where I grew up in Nebraska and North Dakota, and how it was still not easy to reestablish myself alone in a new place of potentially more opportunity. But Ray is so much more poetic than that. He was in my headphones absolutely every time I mowed the lawn or did any chore. And Shanna writes, I'll always remember Elliott Smith's song Angelus, which my daughter learned to play and sing beautifully. She discovers all sorts of music. And Linda writes, by the naked and the famous, Young Blood. Fun to listen to, a soundtrack for the good times our family is having now after a series of hardships in the past couple of years. And Andy writes, my song this year is corny. It's You Are My Lucky Star from Singing in the Rain. My life partner, the love of my life, Stu, had a stroke in June, and I am with him every day as he heals, and it just means how I feel for this wonderful man. We've been together 24 years. We'll be another 24 or more. He's my lucky star.
My lucky star. I saw you from a lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming, beaming.
I was starstruck.
You're my lucky star.
Andy's song, Lucky Star, her song of the year. Zoe's in Bellingham. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
What has been your soundtrack?
My song is Naija Baby by Rough and Smooth. It's a Ghanaian song, and it's the first song that I heard when I landed in Ghana in July.
Really? And what were you doing in Ghana?
I was actually working at a radio station.
Oh, that's great. Were you playing this kind of music?
No, I was doing more journalistic stuff, but they played this kind of music a lot.
Wow, journalism and, in Ghana. All right, I'm going to think about you doing that while we listen. Thanks a lot. Music from Ghana, doing journalism in Ghana, a Radioactive alumni, Katie tells me. Radioactive, our former weekday high school program, now year-round. If you know somebody who wants to be a part of it, maybe they end up listening to music like that in Ghana. Who knows? Ron's in Seattle. Hi, Ron.
Hello there.
Good to talk to you. What's your soundtrack?
A song called Animal Tracks by a band called Mountain Man, a Vermont folk band. And they are the absolute favorite songs of our favorite song of our 2-year-old twin girls, who have kept us busy in 2012. And we've played it 1,000 times, and they never get tired of it, and they always try to sing along with it. It's great.
Oh, that's great. And they're dancing with it, huh?
Oh yeah, there's very close vocal harmony, so they really respond to that, and it's a great song in and of itself. But always seeing our girls dance to it and try to sing along with it is awesome.
Great. Hey, thanks for that. All right, that's Ron's song. Let me grab another one here. Is it Orion in Port Angeles?
Orion.
Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, Orion.
Orion. Oh,
like
good.
Constellation.
Oh yeah, I like the constellation. Very nice.
Yeah.
What have you been listening to?
Well, Brandi Carlile's new album has some really great songs on it, and the first one on the album is A Long Way Home. I really like that one.
What?
Or Hard Way Home.
Is it mean something personal to you, or is it just Brandi Carlile's great and she grabbed you?
Well, she's great and she grabbed me and my wife, but yeah, I mean, the song just kind of speaks to us because, you know, it's never easy out there, and it's just a long ride, you know, long way home. So
long way home. Yeah. Orion, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, you betcha. Have a good night.
You too.
I just count the rain, wearing the floor to the boards again. I wish I could find a soul to steal. I could be the engine, you could be the wheel. And we could drive it home and never have to worry about being alone. Ooh, I follow my tracks. See all the times I should have turned back. Ooh, I wept alone. I know what it means to be on my own.
I'm taking the hard way home. All right. Later, I am. Ian's in Burien. Ian, I like Brandi Carlile. Do you like Brandi Carlile, Ian?
I don't really listen to her, to be honest.
Yeah. I like her sound. What are you listening to?
All right.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Pennies by the Cool Kids.
Now, how come this song?
I will tell you why this song. So, I'm a college student, and I don't make a lot of money, but I'm about to be a dad any day now. And so I've been listening to this song to motivate my hustle, to use the rap lingo.
To use what the rappers say.
Yes.
Well, I understand because, yeah, it's a life-changing moment, isn't it, when you realize you have all that responsibility.
Yeah, no joke. Got to, you know, make sure you're in the grind 100%.
Thanks, Ian.
This is the sound of throwing pennies on the ground. Turn it up. I don't think they hear it enough. Back when Jordan's in a gold chain was living it up. Up top, I had a high top fade with the high tops. Watching my highlight take from a skybox. Auburn Hills, Michigan, home of the palace. The place on the map where Isaiah beat magic. Throwing elbows.
8'9", bad boy, hammer on my cap. And you know Chuck did it, now the girls get with it. Tell them kiss it off the glass, or pass, or kick it. Call the shots from the bench and finger point.
Cool kids. Getting ready for even more. I want to read a few more of your emails, if I may. Bill writes, my song is Teardrop Windows on Benjamin Gibbard's great new album. It's a love song to the Smith Tower. Fits so nicely with Ben's return to Seattle. Great melody, and the lyrics are earnest and a bit bittersweet and fit his unique voice purposely. Perfectly. Maybe pull out my old Death Cab discs. And the song reminds me to recognize the value of older things in a time when the pace of change in Seattle seems even more accelerated. And Brian said, my song is Teardrop Windows and Brian says, my song is Youth by Daughter. I finally got to come home to Seattle after a long and at times painful four-year stint away. This song is all about being able to feel and not becoming too bitter and closed off after many emotional blows. I'm so lucky to be back in Seattle and feeling very much alive and open. Some of the lyrics, the shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time from the perfect start to the finish line. All right, just to make you think about that a little bit. Let me go to Allison in Lake City. Hi, Allison.
Well, hi there.
Good to talk to you. A little flight of the Concords, huh?
Indeed.
What brought this song to mind?
Oh, it's just a video that went kind of viral, and I came into contact with it, and just couldn't stop watching. I don't know if you were able to find it, but that's really the best way to listen to this song is to watch it. So these two guys in Flight of the Conchords, they interview a bunch of elementary school kids in effort to raise money for a children's hospital. And the interviews are adorable. And then they write a song using all of the answers for these multitude of kids. So the song is just one of these, like all these artists get together, and it's a feel-good song, and it's brilliant. And to me, it's just the best manifestation of the human creative spirit.
Great, and nicely hysterical. Put. Nicely put, if I may say. All right, let's listen to a little bit of this.
We need to build a trap so we can catch all the robbers.
Then we'll take their money, we'll rob the robbers.
So we can fill a house full of dollars.
We'll go to people's homes and ask to borrow some money.
They'll probably all just give us some money.
We give them back less money and cause a confusion.
That's the solution, yeah, that's the collusion.
Flight of the Conchords. And as Allison said, I suppose we should be watching that since it's a TV show. Kathy's in Greenwood. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
Good to talk to you. Steve Earle, always an interesting choice. What were you thinking about Steve Earle?
Well, we get to see him this summer at Zoo Tunes, which was just fabulous. But I commute every morning on the viaduct, and in its changing landscape, and his song really helps me think about the people who work in that area and that, in fact, we're all immigrants.
Great. All right, let's listen to it. Thank you.
City of prayers. City of immigrants.
Steve Earle's Limited City Immigrants, as we all are. Aurora's in Tacoma. Aurora, what were you thinking about this time of year?
Something to
totally different. The song Thank You Very Much from the play and musical Scrooge, because it's a very sarcastic song. It's a fun song, but it's meant to be very sarcastic as the townsfolks are celebrating the death of this horrible moneylender, Ebenezer Scrooge, during the vision from Christmas past.
I see.
And I would dedicate this song to the United States Congress.
All right, let's listen.
I have labored unceasingly all my life to be worthy of this moving demonstration of your feelings towards me.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all the people who have assembled here, I would merely like to mention, if I may, that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude.
A little bit of something for Congress to think about as well. All right, here's an email we got. For me, this year was Dark Star by the Grateful Dead, Eric writes. Not just any Dark Star, but the Dark Star from 1971 on Ladies and Gentlemen, the Grateful Dead CD, track 6. I happened to be listening to this when my son, a special needs kid, piped up from the back seat and insisted we put on track repeat. I've probably listened to that song 200 times driving around to his various favorite spots in Seattle. It's 13 minutes, so don't expect much radio play. We now just call it song number 6. Experience convinced me in my late 40s that the Dead work their appeal into just about anyone's mind who happens to take just enough time to listen just long enough. Now my challenge is making time to listen to something else. Generally, happy music with ironic, funny lyrics goes a long way. I never got why people liked the Dead for years, and now it seems so obvious. Live and learn. By the way, given Katie's tendency toward the Hammond B3, she might just like anything from Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and of course, Jimmy Smith. Yes, I think that is probably true, Katie. All right, Jessica, what are you thinking about?
Hi. I actually have a whole album this year, which is Passion Pits Gossamer. But I just chose one song off of there, which is Take a Walk. I love the album because there's a lot of storytelling and you have to listen and pay attention to follow. And there's story about, you know, kind of a tragic life. But I love that Michael, the lead singer, can keep a hopeful beat. And I felt just like part of that, like there's a connection of, yeah, life is hard and there's these things that we go through, but you know, there's joy and happiness and a lightness too. So
very nice. All right, we're gonna listen to it. Jessica, Take a Walk by Passion Pit. We were still alone, my wife and I. Before we met, we saved my money, brought my dear wife over. Now I want to bring my family stateside. But off the boat, they sailed a while and scattered across the coast. Okay, and then I guess we have to end this by just recognizing that who could escape one song because it was everywhere and it was copied by so many artists and it made its way into politics. So we just a little taste as we go out, and I thank you all. I'm going to read a few more emails as well. Thank you all for sharing the song of the year, and I guess this one has to be, you know, kind of filtered into a lot of our brains.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워.
I can still see Rob McKenna, and I see the Mitt Romney parody as well. And I don't know. Go on to the old YouTube. I saw a really good Jewish style parody video that was pretty funny as well. We got a lot of emails from you as well. I'll read just a couple here. Alt J's Breeze Blocks from Awesome Wave. I found myself reviled and fascinated and finally entranced by the lead singer's crackly voice. Dana writes, the events of 2012 remind me of Warren Zevon's Excitable Boy. Just seems like there are a lot of really disturbed people out there being ignored. And from the shipping department, Trampled by Turtles was a big was big on my radio this year. I first heard them on the local college station. They're described as alt-country, speedgrass, and punky bluegrass. And, there was one more in all these excellent emails, but I have lost it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Kelly writes, "My song is the end of the world, and I feel fine for obvious reasons." Thank you. Thank you for sending us some music that sings 2012. And now.
This is the sound of the week.
One more on our soundtrack, perhaps. Our bicycle correspondent, Willie Weir and Kat Mariner, they've been bicycling across Myanmar, Cambodia, Southeast Asia. They sent us this music medley from the road in Myanmar as he rode his bike down from the mountains on his way to Mandalay. That sounds nice, doesn't it? He recorded some of the music he heard playing from radios, stereos, and televisions. They compiled that all into one sound of the day to give us the musical flavor of their journey. Willie Weir and Kat Mariner on the road to Mandalay. Nick Bond, we've heard a lot of good music that sings the year. Of course, a lot of what sings the year has been the interesting weather we've had. Nick Bond is Washington State climatologist. He works for the Joint Institute for the Study of Atmosphere and Ocean. What's the weather going to be like this weekend, Nick? And, you know, if you can sing it, that's all the better.
Well, no, you don't want to hear me sing it. It's actually going to be a pretty nice weekend, and you're right, after all the wet weather we've had, definitely some quieter weather ahead of time and much drier. Today there's some rain along the coast, and it's trying to inch its way inland, but I don't think it's going to make it into the Seattle area. And if you have a view to the east, you can see the Cascades covered in snow and bathed in sunshine. There are a chance of showers overnight, especially to the north, and a weak system coming in Saturday, maybe the South Sound, but certainly no washout. And then Saturday night, probably some clearing and a start of an extended dry period.
Good. I can accept that extended dry period. Does that mean it'll be okay to go up into the mountains and get onto the snow?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of snow up there. The snowpack is something like 30 to 50% or higher above normal. So there's plenty of snow. It's going to be a chilly week. In the weather game, the kind of hazard is black ice in the morning and poor air quality. It looks like the winds are going to be pretty calm and we'll get the kind of stagnant air that tends to build up particulates. And so that's the... But certainly no real storms or anything. And... So, you know, we'll be taking a break from the weather.
Good, because it was heavy. All right, you told this story. Give me this story real quick. You were thinking about the Seahawks and the weather.
Yeah, well, I was watching the game last Sunday and watching the Seahawks dismantle the 49ers, and my son and I started talking about, I wonder if there's, you know, the rain here that the announcers were mentioning actually gives the Seahawks an advantage. So I looked into their scores in all the home games going back to 2002 and looked at how they did during games in which there was precipitation and ones that were dry games. And one thing that might be kind of surprising is that only 21 out of those 87 games actually included precipitation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... You know, hey, it doesn't rain here all the time.
Yeah.
But of those 21, they won 17 times and lost only 4 times, so a kind of greater than 4-to-1 ratio between wins and losses. In the games in which it was dry, that it was 41 wins and 24 losses, so less than a 2-to-1 ratio. And the bottom line is that the Seahawks thrive in what other people call bad weather.
Well, there you go. This is why science is important, because you can figure all sorts of things out.
Yeah, and my interpretation is that we are made of sterner stuff.
There you go. I think that's true. All right, Nick, happy New Year. We'll talk to you in the New Year. Thank you for being with us this year.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks a lot. All right, that's Nick Bond, the Washington State climatologist. You know, we also have been getting a lot of help this year from Michael Fagan in weather and Anna Hike as well. And Andy Hurst is going to take us out with what maybe is his song of the year.
Steve, I'm obsessed.
With Gaudier.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.